This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish spacious Bobopedic sofas, and feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real five-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all eight of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Anybody, anywhere, anywhere.
It's time to take command with former NFL tight end Logan Paulson.
This pass caught by Paulson, the tight end.
And from 106.7 The Fan, Grant Paulson.
Welcome in to Take Command with Logan Paulson, who spent a decade in the NFL. I'm Grant Paulson. You can listen to me on 106.7 The Fan each and every day from 2 to 6:30. Another week, another batch of OTA workouts, and another session in front of the media for observations to be made. Logan, we are one step closer to the regular season, and you are back out at the practice field this week.
Oh, yeah. And, dude, this is such a fun time of year. I think I've said this before, man. I just love seeing the guys on the grass, man. I just, something about it. Like, I was joking with Fred. Like, we did a segment on the field, and we had to walk up to the studio. And like, I just couldn't stop watching. And I don't know. And he's like, you're addicted to football. And my wife has said the same thing to me. And I'm like, you know, I guess there's worse things to be addicted to. But just something about seeing the best people in the world do their thing. You know, it's only twice every other. It's once a week. But like, it's just cool. It's just cool to see the process. Cool to see the speed. I was talking to one of my buddies and it's like, you know, one of the things after you do all the draft stuff is you forget like what the best of the best look like. You forget how Terry comes out of a route. You forget how, you know, Cosme looks on a punch in a pass set. Like, you know what I mean? You just forget how good these guys are. And it's just a fun reminder.
I can see you being dragged away to go do the work with the Commanders broadcast crew, like a kid gets dragged out of a birthday party at like a flight zone or something.
That's kind of how it is. And I feel bad because, like, you know, Fred had something he had to do and we're trying to rush the schedule. And I'm just kind of like trying to drag my feet as we get up to the studio so I can just watch one more play, one more rep, one more thing. So, you know, it's just one of those, you know, I just like it. I just like thinking about it, like talking about it. So I'm in a good line of work, I guess.
Yes, you are. So I know that it's the same head coach in Dan Quinn. This is not a new staff, but you do have a new offensive coordinator in David Blau and a new defensive coordinator in Durante Jones. So I wanted to talk practice structure and any observations you may have early on differences, some of the things they're working here in OTAs that caught your attention.
Yeah, I think the main thing is I love when you get back to football and like the main thing stays the main thing. So like they want to be about producing the ball. And so like the defense every day when we start practice, we're talking about producing the ball, whether that's interceptions, whether that's punching the football out. And I know people do variations of that, but I love the level of detail that they coach it with, like seeing the defensive back coach, like talking about the angle of the punch and the position of the ball and all that kind of stuff. Like it just gets me juiced up, you know? And I think about offensively, like if it's about the ball, like they do a ball protection, ball security circuit where we've got the offensive lineman going on the ground. And that's like the same type of thing I did when I was in college. It's the same type of thing I did when I was with Dan at Atlanta. But I love that kind of thought process, like just to get the boys thinking about it. And again, you just got to constantly emphasize that. If that's the core tenet of your program, you got to emphasize it. And then obviously, like, I do think, like, you know, the receiver coach is the same. Like, so there's a lot of continuity there in terms of the types of drills that they're doing, which is a lot of fun. Like, and it's so interesting. Like, I coach receivers. I have a couple, like, high school receivers that I coach. And one of the points of feedback I get from, like, dads and these guys is like, hey, like, are we going to do any of that, like, route, like, you know, double stick, like, Instagram stuff? And when I go to any NFL practice, like there's none of that in the drill work, right? It's like, we're going to work stems, we're going to work angles, we're going to work breakdowns. And just to see the, like these guys who are the best in the world at what they do, work the route from that kind of perspective, I think is awesome. Like just like, we can always kind of add and put flowers on this thing. But at some point, like the basics of the concept are just so fun to see those receivers kind of hit on every single day. So
Joe Witt's axiom was ball is life. And they did a lot of that,
yeah,
get the ball out stuff in practice. And it just didn't translate to games. Is it noticeably different or are the drills different? Because they're not the first team to want to try to force takeaways. It is going to be more of an emphasis because last year was such a dud in that regard.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing about the pre-snap, like the pre-practice stuff. I like it because it kind of gets the boys lathered up. We're thinking about the football. We're working on tackling. Like, all that stuff is super important. But I do think that to get turnovers, the more I think about this, the more I read about it, the more I research it, the more film I watch on it, it's really going to be the execution of the scheme and how you affect the quarterback. Like, one of the stats you brought up on last show, which I loved, and I did a little bit of a follow-up on, was Minnesota like led the league in fumble recoveries or something like that, some stat like that. And when you go back and watch the fumbles, it's not like guys are like punching the football out. It's like the quarterback's getting hit when the ball is in an exposed position. And so if you can get pressure on the quarterback and disrupt his vision and disrupt his timing and get that ball out, like there's an opportunity for you to kind of take this axiom of the ball is life, all this drill work that you've done, but also get it elevated by the scheme. And I think that's the thing when I look at it, I'm like, yes, this is a piece of like making it at the forefront of thought here in terms of turning the football over. But really, like, you know, if we're looking at the Brian Flores defense, the all out pressure, the disguises are the things that make that ball come to life. And when you look at Dan Quinn, when he was in Dallas, it wasn't necessarily you had these great defensive backs who were always ball hunting, always punching the ball out. It's like you had Micah Parsons and a really diverse pressure package that was forcing the quarterbacks into uncomfortable throwing positions. So I think it's a great point. Like, you can talk about punching the ball out, doing all that stuff, but really the thing that's going to make it come to life is some of that stuff you see from Flores, some of that stuff you see from Quinn, some of that stuff you see from the Legion of Boom back in the day, that, you know, the old Baltimore Ravens, those teams that produce the football at a high level, they affect the passer at a high level. So again, as we get through OTA's mini camp, I want to see that come to life. But, you know, in the meantime, like, I think it's good that they talk about it and it is a point of emphasis.
Yeah, you kind of led me right where I was going to go, because that's what I was going to tee up next, is those turnovers are going to have to come from the scheme, and they're going to have to come, frankly, from the pressures that they generate and making quarterbacks uncomfortable. I still like the drill work. All you can do right now is all you can do, right? So like that should be an emphasis today and tomorrow and all of training camp and in every practice all week long, because if you don't live it, you're not going to play it, right? I mean, it's got to be a lifestyle thing, and it's got to be front of mind at all times. And I just think a lot of teams can do that part. That's the controllable part. The harder part is the scheme-based stuff when you're bringing guys from all over the place and, you know, you're in some kind of zero look and it's a race to the quarterback. And it's not just the hits that lead to the ball coming out. It's forcing him off his mark, and now he's resetting and he thinks he sees something, but he didn't see that there's actually a defender zoning that way. Like, those types of plays are what are going to have to get them the takeaways that have eluded them for an extended period of time.
Yeah, and you bring up a great point. Like, so there's been two turnovers in the practices that I've watched, right? Two interceptions. And both of them have come off of pressure. Now, it wasn't like a blitz or anything, but it's like a four-man pressure. Like, that's one thing that another thing that kind of jumped out to me after the last OTA was, like, the four-man rush stuff that they were doing was really, I mean, you just got horses in there now. You know what I mean? Adafe Owe's ability to compress a pocket. And then you see Jaden Daniels try to step up, but the pocket's getting squeezed from all angles, which that's not an indictment of the offensive line. That stuff happens all the time in OTAs. And one of the reasons it happens is because usually those guys got big, bulky football pads on, shoulder pads on. Now they got the soft shell foam stuff. So like when the offensive line goes to punch, there's not like a rigid structure. So it's pretty loose. So if I'm a pass rusher in OTAs, I better look good. But anyway, so they're compressing the pocket. Jaden steps up and tries to kind of level a throw over the rush, and it gets a little bit too much air and it kind of falls right in the lap of a DB. And again, like, that's not Jaden's fault, but it's the rush, it's the pressure, it's the stuff you just described. Like, I got to get off the spot. I got to try to get up nice and tall, make this throw. I don't quite have enough on it. And that, to me, is the scheme. That's guys winning one-on-ones. And quite, and the other element there is guys in the defensive backfield playing assignment sound with good vision of the quarterback. And I think that's something that we're starting to see here from the Durante Jones defense, is kind of the coaching and the detail. And again, it's the fourth practice, so there's a lot of work still left to do. But I like what I've seen from them in that regard.
Another thing that I've noticed in terms of OTA observations that I've seen people making, the rookie class is pushed down the depth chart a little bit. So you've got Sonny Styles right now watching Frankie Louvu and Leo Chenal a lot. You've got Antonio Williams doing a little bit less than I would have anticipated in terms of the opportunities at Z opposite Terry McLaurin, which I think you and I, a couple weeks after the draft, were suggesting that's where this could end, is him basically being their de facto number two wide receiver.
This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish, spacious, bobopedic sofas, and feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real five-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part, Bob's furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
How much of that is making these guys earn everything, and how much of it is where they're actually at right now compared to other players on the team?
It's a great question, and it's one that they probably, that I don't have an answer, I don't have a good answer to, but it's one that they have an answer to in the building. Like, I think when it's all said and done, I'm assuming that Sonny Styles is going to start at Mike linebacker, or kind of one of those other internal Mike, whatever they call that. You know, like, you have your Sam on the ball, you have your Mike. Some people call it the Jack. Some people call it the Will. And then they have your on ball kind of weak side linebacker there. I think he's going to start at one of those two interior spots, quite honestly. But, you know,
Baseball is back, and BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boost, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boosts, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus to wager. DC, Maryland, and Virginia only. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards pay back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Please play responsibly. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. For help in Maryland, can also visit mdgamblinghelp.org in partnership with MGM National Harbor.
Athletically, psychologically, it all seems to fit that he's going to be the starter. But I guess there is something to kind of saying we're not going to give you anything. Like, we want to see you put the work in, study, make sure you understand this, make sure you can handle kind of the differences between college and the NFL. But ultimately, I think week one, I think I would assume Sonny Styles is going to be a starter at one of those internal spots. And I would also assume that Antonio Williams, at a minimum, is starting at the F spot. So kind of that slot receiver role. And in the best case scenario, he's probably starting at like the Z wide receiver spot opposite Terry. But again, I think it's important to kind of, for us as fans and for us as analysts, to remember the difference between college and the NFL, the speed, the playbook. I think that's another one too that people forget about. Now, Sonny Styles is a little bit different because he was in this Matt Patricia defense at Ohio State. So it was pretty complicated, but there usually is a pretty significant jump for offensive players to NFL verbiage and for defensive players in terms of NFL concept, because NFL offenses are so much more complicated.
But you generally, it sounds like that or agree with the idea of making them, because my philosophy would be, if I know, then do it. Like, let's get him every rep possible. Let's throw whatever we can at him. Let's overload him so that he can flounder a little bit in these settings, frankly, and then you're better off for it as we move forward. And I don't know if that's the case with Williams. Like, maybe he does have to earn it. Maybe he's got to show a little more because we're not convinced. But in the case of Sonny Styles, you're not taking an inside linebacker in the top 10 that's as talented as him and then having him not start. So I would be more inclined, frankly, to just say, go explore the space. Let's rock and roll.
Yeah, and I think the other thing too to consider there is I agree with that to a large extent, but also like I've seen young players be handed things and it not work out. You know, like it just like it, they don't push themselves as hard as they need to. Now I've seen young players handed things and they grab it with two hands and they run 1,000 miles an hour and you're like, man, that guy looks like he's been in the league for 10 years. So I think there's both ways it goes, but I do think giving those young players some adversity, some kind of maybe like limiting the stress is also important there. But again, like you said, I don't think you take a guy in the top 10 who's as talented and as gifted as Sonny Styles, not anticipating he's going to start. The other thing too is like Frankie and Leo are doing a good job. Like they look good in those roles, especially on first and second down when they kind of do their team run period. Like, you know, Frankie's Frankie, man. He's going to get downhill. He's going to be aggressive. He looks much more disciplined in terms of gap fit. Leo Chenal is kind of this action figure who can really run and let it rip. So there is some good competition here. And so, like, I don't think you can – I think you're in a position where if you're like, hey, man, we don't think he's ready, you could sit him or get him in, like, a spot role for a couple of weeks. I don't think that's going to happen, but I do think it's important to remember how talented that linebacker room is for Washington.
Yeah, probably outside of edge, the single biggest improvement they've made in a personnel group is at linebacker. That's what happens when you take one guy in the top 10, you sign another guy as a marquee free agent, and you only play two at a time for the most part, right? Now you push everybody else down the depth chart just a little bit. Logan Paulson, Grant Paulson, Take Command. I'm curious, I'm putting you on the spot here, but in all your years, your 10 plus or so years in the NFL, is there a guy that stands out when you look back that was most impressive in terms of being just ready or getting everything as a rookie where you're like, damn, this guy is on it. We don't need to dangle a carrot in front of him. Like, he's doing everything exactly how he should do it.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, when I was talking about it earlier, like in that kind of little brief interlude, I was trying to think of is if there anybody that fits that role. And I remember Kerrigan was pretty close to that. You know, like I thought there was, to me, it wasn't like a mental thing. It was more of a, physical thing. You know, like he had to get used to kind of how big the offensive linemen were, how strong the tight end were. Like I remember like it was like the third or fourth training camp practice. I remember like I pancaked him because he just wasn't used to kind of having to deal with a tight end that could, you know, like was big. I was 270 pounds. Like I outweighed him by freaking 10 pounds at the time. So, and then as the training camp went on, he got used to that. You saw his technique tighten up and he was a guy that was pretty locked in from the jump, right? Just like in terms of his routine, when he showed up, when he got out to the practice field, how he studied film, how he practiced. That's another thing that rookies have a hard time with is like you NFL practices are really cool because it's like you're basically going full speed, but everyone's a good enough athlete that they can kind of protect each other at the point of contact. And getting used to that kind of tempo and that kind of intensity is tough. And I felt like Ryan, at least to my remembrance, did a really good job of kind of handling all those adversities all the way through. And obviously was the week one starter. What was that, in 2011?
Yeah, that was your second year in the NFL. That was Ryan's rookie year when he was drafted in the top 20. All right, when we come back, I want to get into some of your observations on specific players that stood out and some things that you liked. We'll start on the offensive side of the ball as soon as we come back on Take Command.
Summer's here, the roads are packed, and accidents can happen in an instant. If you've been injured in a car accident, don't get stuck fighting the insurance companies alone. Fight back with one call to Azari Law. Call 888-828-HURT. That's 888-828-HURT. At Azari Law, we've proudly fought for the DMV community for over 15 years. I'm attorney Lauren Kalekas, born and raised right here in the DMV, and my team and I are ready to fight for you. Injured? Don't wait. Don't settle for less than you deserve. With offices in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia, Azari Law is standing by to help accident victims get the justice and compensation they deserve. This summer, protect yourself and your family by knowing who to call when life takes an unexpected turn. Call 888-828-HURT, 888-828-HURT, and let Azari Law fight for you. Follow us on social media at azari.law. That's AZARI.law.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.